These particular leases are gone for good.
That's Peter Hart, attorney for Carbondale's Wilderness Workshop. He told KDNK that a recent lawsuit was dismissed by a district court judge in Denver with prejudice, meaning that the energy company can never sue for those leases again. The energy company in question is SG Interests, which lost 18 leases on the Thompson Divide in 2016 when the Bureau of Land Management decided to cancel them. URSA Resources lost 7 leases but did not file suit. Hart says the area is protected against future leasing, but not forever.
The area where these leases were located has been closed to future leasing for the duration of the White River National Forest oil and gas leasing plan, which is likely to be about 20 years.
Hart says leases still exist on the Thompson Divide, including Huntsman's Ridge, the headwaters of Divide Creek, and SG Interest subleases for 10,000 acres under the Wolf Creek storage field.
You know, this administration is eager to lease new lands, so there's a threat that new leasing will occur in those parts of the divide that haven't been closed to future leasing. And they're also working to sort of expedite approval of development plans and drilling. And we are now sort of ramping up our campaign to protect those really special spots.
The district court's September 4th ruling ends a years-long battle to protect the heart of the Thompson Divide that brought disparate community groups together. Hart says the ultimate goal of the Thompson Divide Coalition is to permanently protect all 220,000 acres, which is still unresolved.
You know, in 2017, Senator Bennett introduced the most recent version of the Thompson Divide Withdrawal and Protection Act. It's a bill that we support and, you know, a lot of folks in the community certainly support. It's one that we need to continue to build support for if we want to see it pass.
He adds that the community should celebrate the recent district court decision, but the fight to save the Thompson Divide is not over. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.